Donald Trump was back in New Hampshire yesterday for a rally at Keene High School. As NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, the GOP frontrunner used the visit to talk up his tax policy and to extend his hardline message on immigration to refugees from Syria.
Certain things are pretty much guaranteed at a Donald Trump rally these days. A big crowd. Last night it topped 4,000. And lots of self-praise, including about the crowd.
Nobody has crowds like us. Nobody. Including Bernie, who does pretty well. No, nobody.
There also tends to be heavy needling of GOP rivals. Last night, Trump focused on Jeb Bush, a favorite target, Bush's fellow Floridian Marco Rubio, and their friendship turned rivalry.
They hate. Trust me, I know. They hate so much. They hate more than anybody in this room hates their neighbor. Eddie. But it's political bull. Do you understand? It's true. It's true.
Trump's attitude has tended to be similarly dismissive when it comes to discussing specific policies, save for immigration, the issue that fueled his political rise. But earlier this week, Trump released a tax proposal, and last night he worked at length to sell it.
Number one, we're cutting down from 7 brackets to 4, and the rates are going from 25 to 20 to 10 and to 0. When somebody's not making enough to live, what's the purpose of them doing lengthy returns, going to get help from H&R Block, who we intend to put out of business because it's so ridiculous? So ridiculous.
The billionaire businessman was also out to make news on another topic, though, Syria's migrant crisis.
And I'll tell you right now, and I'm putting everybody on notice, and hopefully this gets outside of this room, and I guess it will with all these crazy cameras going back there. I'm putting the people on notice that are coming here from Syria as part of this mass migration, that if I win, they're going back. They're going back. I'm telling you. They're going back.
Earlier this month, Trump said the U.S. should accept some Syrian refugees for humanitarian reasons. But in Keene, Trump noted many of the migrants crossing into Europe seemed to be, quote, strong-looking guys who could even be members of ISIS, using the migration crisis as a cover to export a terrorist fighting force.
Because, you know, military tactics are very interesting. This could be one of the great tactical ploys of all time. A 200,000-man army, maybe. Or if you said 50,000 or 80,000 or 100,000, we got problems. And that could be possible. I don't know that it is, but it could be possible.
Trump was swarmed by supporters as he made his way out of Keene High School. As he left, he said it could also be possible he'll be back in New Hampshire as soon as next week.
Fantastic job, everybody. Thank you.
For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.